Well, good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. Good post-Thanksgiving. I'm thinking, it's Saturday morning, so all the tryptophan should have worn off by now, I'm hoping. Our family is already to the point where we're pretty well sick of turkey, and our youngest, Addie, does not like chicken, as she calls it, and did not eat very much of it at all. I'm curious, not that I really want to go this direction on the call today, but I'm curious if anybody, you know, attempted to dump any 10-4 in with the basting sauce, if you cooked a bird to, you know, combat or offset the effects of tryptophan. I'm not sure that would, you know, the kiwi fruity flavor with turkey would be all that, you know, actually. Come to think of it, people put a lot of different, you know, sweet things in the recipes, can get pretty creative. So, at any rate, I trust everybody had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. This is the busiest time of year for so many things. I think I saw the report accurately that over $3 billion in sales was done on Thanksgiving Day alone through the internet. My goodness, that's a lot of shopping. So apart from the shopping frenzies, the craziness that goes along with that, the family getting together, the busiest travel day of the year was on Wednesday, of course. It's just a wonderful, wonderful time as people welcome in, as we say, you know, hey, this is the start of the holiday season, and it's a wonderful, wonderful time of year for one, and it's also that time of year where people are just seem to be, you know, more happy, or maybe I should use the term they just seem to be more open. I caught a conversation that I'm going to follow up with where we were staying for 2 days of the shuttle bus, airport shuttle bus driver talking about his nagging back issue, and I was so far away from the conversation, I thought, I'll come back and, you know, key in on that. But I get this sense that there's opportunities more so all around us with what's going on and with the way NECAN is tailoring what we have to fit the culture as far as our prices, our products, more timely than ever, and also the promotions. And what we want to talk about today, what I would like to hear from, are people who are really utilizing all three of those, the prices, the products. I'm referring specifically to the thermals, the cocoon, and the new, I'm looking at them online right now, the new, it doesn't have the description right here. I just went back to it. The Milano earrings and the two different types of necklaces, the necklace and then the necklace with the rope. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. Milana? I don't know. It sounds Italian, but I don't have any idea. But how are we using that? How are we using all three of these to really reach out? I had a great conversation with my father-in-law yesterday. He and his wife are considering ordering one of the new toppers. She ordered the pillow about a month ago and absolutely loves it. And, you know, budget-wise, they're, you know, looking at different options. But the free shipping was very, very attractive to him, extremely attractive. And I presume, I'm looking at it, it says free UPS ground shipping. I presume that applies to the toppers. I haven't even thought about, you know, double-checking with a mock order. But that was very attractive to him, so they're considering it. And there's several other people that I'm making contact with today, several that I've already reached out via text, actually on Thanksgiving Day, telling them what's going on. And it really, anytime people can save, as Stacy and I were out a little bit last night doing some shopping, just looking around at prices, you know, doing the percentages off in my brain and then double-checking them with my phone, with the calculator to double, you know, to make sure that my math was accurate. It really does, it just feels better when you can be a better steward of your finances and you can save a little bit. And then when you look at, as I was speaking with one of our platinums late last night, she said, yeah, I've got this gal who used to be a consultant And she wants two of the Magplexes. And she said, I'm putting in her order right now, and if this is correct, you know, both of them together are less than $100. And I said, you know, it doesn't matter whether or not she understands the price now, the fact that she's paying retail when she used to be a consultant paying wholesale, because she's getting two for a little more than what she used to pay to get one. And I was throwing back to, you know, prices of what the Backflex, as we call it, the Kinkoflex, used to be back when we got started, you know, 23 years ago. But for $72 wholesale, now that I can get two of them for right around that same price wholesale or a little more, we can still get two of them as a customer, it really makes it attractive. And, you know, that's what's fun about it. And to look at what Nikon has done with the Cocoon, they could have just reintroduced it, or with the thermals, could have just reintroduced it as is. And they said, no, let's upgrade it a little bit. The Cocoon, what I'm referencing, is an improved zipper that's stronger than the one that was on it before, and it includes straps, like most sleeping bags have, either ties or straps that can help hold it in place once you roll it up, like most people do with a sleeping bag. Or yeah, I suppose you could fold it up too and keep the straps on the outside and run them over it. But these are things, with the charcoal gray, with the thermals, very, very attractive. It seems to be the undercurrent of people to wear an underlayer that's a dark gray or a black. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. So there's one quote I want to reference. And just as a reminder, I got to scoot over because the Ethiopian has now arisen and is slithering up alongside of me to assist me. I guess I need assistance with the call today. As a reminder, we're still getting a lot of questions, which is great that we're getting questions in this arena on the policy changes, on the promotions when it comes to the five customer rule. I really want to encourage everybody, don't do as I say, but do as I'm doing. Go back and reread the email that Nikon blasted out on October 26th, and the easiest way to find that, so you're really familiar with this, because what I see happening, and not only the people I'm speaking with, but our consultants or our people that are, you know, showing signs of life that maybe they'd want to do this as a business, they're wanting to know exactly where we stand, what are these new enhancements, you know, what does the five customer rule mean? If you double click, if you want to see where everything's at, and it's really simple to find, but it's just double clicking on the Information Center tab, and when you do that, what comes up is the overview of all of the what's new, what's current. And over on the right-hand side, underneath current promotions and incentives, down a little bit, there's a whole category labeled consultant communications. And the very top one of that, in that box, is the important field update 10/26/2015. And that's where all the information for the pricing change, for the restructuring of the pricing, is what I like to call it. I'm very, very hesitant to say price slashing or prices reduced or they you know, cut all the prices, because that's really not the case, because when you look at individual items, there's some that barely even changed at all. So it's a restructuring, and then, of course, we all know that the progesterol actually went up to what it was originally when it was introduced a few years ago, to make it competitive to what's available out there on the market. I just remembered I need to put that in an email about the progesterol, what I learned from both Dr. John Jackson and Dr. Gary Stoller, about how the progesterol interacts with medication if somebody's on it, to remove any questions. But that field update, that email, is really something that you should become familiar with to know exactly how it applies this, because there seems to be a lot of confusion with the five customer rule and then the 500 in customer sales to be quality enrolled. The two are, they can be married together, but they're both not required as a silver and above. As a direct, a senior, or an executive, it's one customer sale of over 100 points, or several customer sales, but at least one, and it's over 100, you know, points, or $125 retail. And then for silvers and above, it's five customer sales of any dollar amount. It doesn't matter the amount. And if there's 500 points or more with those customers, then you're what's called quality enrolled. And that goes for any rank at all. And we don't know what the perks are associated with that, being quality enrolled. I'm hoping. I submitted some ideas and suggestions to Ben Woodward in person 2 weeks ago, and to Jeff Isom. And I did get a text from Jeff this week, and he said they've already started working. They're just a matter of implementing, and I'm assuming, I don't know what day the 1st of January is, so I'm assuming it'll be the 2nd of January, a kickoff call with all these enhancements, and maybe even, you know, announced a little bit earlier to the leadership, so we have some time to chew these over. But different promotions. We know there's one coming for AutoShip customers to really ramp that up. And we've got several people on the line that are having great success with gaining AutoShip customers. And when you're looking at where the prices are at now, the restructured prices that we have, and again, this is what I got into with my father-in-law. I said, you know, Dad, hey, the vital balance, you know, our cost now as a customer is $75, and you can put it on AutoShip down to $67.50. And he says, wow, we can do that. I mean, that's cheaper than it used to be as consultants. So just a lot of things. One thing I want to mention, and I want to open it up the line, and I'll stop yakking here since we're a quarter past the hour. Something Reed Nelson mentioned this week on our leadership call was four things that I wrote down. And those of us who are in San Antonio heard him talk about this, the importance of it. And we see it over and over and over that people's organizations that are growing are because those people are talking to people. I was texting back and forth with Barb Satterwhite this week, and I don't know if Barb's on the call, but we'll make sure that she shares some of her tidbits and ideas and methods, more than anything, the way in which she talks to people. But she texted me and said, Vance, I just signed up my 14th customer this month. And I think she said four of them had orders more than $125 retail. But 14 customers, that's at that point in the month, I mean, that wasn't even the 28th. That's better than one every other day. So what is it that we're doing, that Barb is doing to make that happen? But, you know, Reed shared with us this week. He said, you know, you have to make a decision to really do this, and talk to more people. And with lower price, you know, a lower price structure, that's imperative. We need to talk to more people to create the volume that we had before. Whatever, you know, product you're emphasizing, but that's not so much on the sleep systems. Do you need to talk to, you know, twice as many people? But things like the MagFlex, the price is half as what it was before. But those were two of the four things. He said, you know, make a decision and talk to more people. And then right behind that, he said, you know, I have to, he said, he keeps a journal. And one of the things that he focuses in on every night before he goes to sleep is the fact of something so simple and trite to some of us, but it's so true and so powerful. And even when you look at Proverbs, a merry heart does good like a medicine. And his two words were, be happy. You know, it's a choice. Be happy. And right behind that was, love what you're doing. Because when we're happy, it's noticeable. When we can create conversations with complete strangers and have fun with it, and, you know, find out what people are going. There are a group of people, and I think all of us fall into this, that, you know, maybe our bodies aren't at 100% physical, you know, where they should be. And so this time of year, we're just going to kind of cover it up. Or, you know, maybe it's falling prey to eating too many things like we did, and you have to kind of loosen up that top button on the pants so they're not as tight. I've noticed that, you know, that just a couple days of eating too much, you know, consuming too much, it's like, wow, I didn't think these jeans were this tight. But when you love what you're doing, when you really are passionate about sharing Nika with other people, and you've got a cheerful countenance, people notice, and they're way more receptive. And I know the people that are in our organization that are finding it fun and very natural to introduce more and more customers and to expand and build their base. I know that's what they're doing, and that's what we should all be doing. So I want to hear from those of us who are what's happened in the 28 days, or I should say 27 to be exact, since Nikan announced the price restructuring this week, when we see the Black Friday free shipping, three new products, or two that are reintroduced and a modification on the jewelry. Which, by the way, what's the big deal about earrings? Well, the big deal is there's lots and lots of wonderful stories out there, people dealing with headaches, people dealing with equilibrium issues. Obviously, I'm referring to females. I guess some guys might have their ears pierced and wear these beautiful earrings, but more specifically, it's the ladies that are wearing them. But the results are wonderful in that regard. And when you look at the price structure, very affordable when it comes to a beautiful set of earrings that really are very, very attractive. And I know that as I flip through the pictures again, Addie's eyes are quickly drawn to the model that they chose to use, because she notices the brown people. But did you see her? Yeah. Anyways, but for $39 our cost, what is that? That's $49 retail for a set of earrings. Very, very doable. You know, more than just a beautiful set of earrings, but something that provides wellness as well. So the line's open. *6 on your phone line. What are some of the stories that have taken place not only this week but this month as far as what's going on? I'm curious to encourage others maybe who are not having such great a success. But line's open. Please share. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, Dan, this is Pat Kelly.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I have a friend with dementia who can't afford the new sleep system and so on. Conference in Houston, in San Antonio, they talked about a woman who had made very significant changes following her diagnosis. I was wondering if anybody on the call remembers all those things that I had advised my friend.
Pat, I've got the video. Actually, somebody texted that to me. Whoops, I went the wrong direction. And I remember when they showed that video, it included a list of where, oh, here it is. And I'm going to miss Janet's video. And on that video, and now I know I'm going to get a request of lots of people saying, hey, Vance, can you please send that to me? I'll make sure this is included in my email this week. But, Pat, I'm going to send it to you right now. There was a chart included on that video of all the different things that they used with Miss Janet. So you might have to just scoot up the video a little bit. But that is in your phone as we speak. And one of the things on that, Pat, I had this was last Friday, not yesterday, but a week ago. I think I mentioned it last week on the call. I met with a gentleman that was having some severe issues with, it wasn't dementia, and it could have been. Maybe that some of the symptoms are similar. But when he got to partway through the day, like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he had to lay down and take a 2 to 3 hour nap because he would blank out. He would start getting slurred speech. He couldn't remember things. He couldn't, and he discovered the only way to combat that was to lay down and take a nap. And so we spent a great deal of time talking about medium-chain triglycerides and how imperative it is for the body. And Mary McClellan and I were talking about this last night, that, you know, Roger Drummer has taught us that when you start the day with high protein, especially easily digestible high protein, and what we have in the Vital Balance, and what that does to rocket launch the brain into the day. But, you know, not to discount any of our wonderful magnetic and, you know, other wellness solutions, that's where I would go, you know, first and foremost. And I know that in that video that they did, they very much highlighted the fact that this gal, and if everybody's not seen the video, I'll get it out to my business list. I can do that here in a few minutes. I can't do it multitask that much.
Well, she'll teach me. Her doctor has already ordered Divine
Balance. Oh, wonderful. Okay, fantastic.
Now, is that something that should be taken about an hour before the rest of the day?
Well, I don't know that it needs to be taken before anything else, but it's imperative that it's taken first thing. And I know that the tip sheet that Mac and Pat McTerry put together, they really, really emphasize that the Vital Balance is most effective when it's taken first thing. Within an hour of waking up, I think that's the rule of thumb for breakfast always, is to take it within an hour of waking up so that your body's not starving as you break that fast. And with the protein, getting it into the body first thing and allowing it to really do its, you know, run its course before we start consuming all the other things that we typically consume to get into the day. Especially if you're utilizing, and who was the gentleman that said, oh, it was Gordon Williams, who wrote me a wonderful email about him eliminating sugar several months ago and how much weight had dropped off. And that's the big thing. If you're going to consume coffee, do it without any sugar in it whatsoever. Do it black. Do it after, if you need to do it or want to do it. For me, it's a want. It's not a need. But do it after mid-morning and with as little to no sugar as possible, because that's way the MCTs in the Vital Balance will really help get the brain and keep the brain functioning the way it should.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but and Pat, I know that there's several people are going, you know, kind of chomping at the bit, anxious to hear the stories of what happened. In this video from Miss Janet, I know there's other things that she did. The jades are, you know, as I've always described them, as brain food. You know, 85% pure protein in the barley. That's huge as well. So there's other things. And a lot of people I know that they just dump the jades in with their Vital Balance shake.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And again, Pat, what a great way to reach out to a customer. And that's what originally, if you go back, what was it, 4 or almost 5 years ago, I think, I can't remember how many years ago, whatever date the Vital Balance was introduced, Roger made that very clear that this product is going to literally get labeled as a meal replacement or a weight loss or weight maintenance product, and yet that's just one aspect, that's one benefit of it. And the real, you know, product here, as Nikan had started working on it for, you know, months prior to that, is this is a brain, you know, aid, you know, for memory loss because of the statistics of that.
Okay.
So.
And she's also getting the waterfall.
Say that again, Pat, I'm sorry?
I said she's also getting the waterfall.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that'll help tremendously because of hydration.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Thank you, Pat.
Sure.
Lines open again, star 6. I know there's lots of people out there who've had wonderful results and got stories to share, and even a testimony or two. Love to hear from everyone. Nobody at all?
Hey, Vance.
Good morning.
Yeah, we've had the cocoon since July when it was first introduced. And again, we slept on it again this weekend and even at convention. And I tell you, there is definitely a big help in that. Makes it nice that you don't have to carry your rollout every time you travel.
Well, I think that, you know, I couldn't agree with you more on that, because the where we stayed just for two nights, as we crawled into bed last night, and you know, as a 47 and 45 year old, not that, because I know that we're younger than most people on the line right now, but Stacy, both of us crawled to bed at the same time, and what we utter out of our mouth is the exact same thing. And she said it so best, as, you know, I really love our bed.
Yeah, we take one and open it up and put it underneath the fitted sheet, and then we take the other one over top of the flat sheet, and we're good to go.
Yeah. It really is, I think, one of the best portable products that we've ever had, and it's so affordable. You know,
and
less than
washable.
Yeah, exactly. I was hoping you were going to throw that in. It's machine washable. Oh, you know, that's the best part. It is on any of the, by the way, with the thermal, just as a reminder, it is best not to put any of the thermal, any of the far infrared items in the dryer. That tends to break down the bioceramic fibers. So it's always best just to hang them out to dry if possible, or tumble dry them with no heat, or low heat. So it's the heat in the dryer that nukes out and breaks down those fibers. So just a reminder for those of us who are investing in the thermals and or the cocoon to remind folks of that. So, but yeah. Anyone else, again, love to hear ideas on what you've done to maximize the promotion, the product.
Good morning, Vance.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Candy in Virginia.
Good morning, Candy.
And I'm not talking about a newest promotion, but I just came out of the dry cleaner. I went in to drop off a couple items and came out, and Sonny came running out the door after me to tap my car before I pulled away. Oh, I have something I have to tell you. She had purchased a bracelet from us some time back. She got her children went together and got it for her for Mother's Day. And she said that she was, you know, wearing a bracelet, which she does every day, and a woman came in and said, "Oh, your bracelet is so attractive. I like it." And Sonny went on and just said, "Well, oh, but it's more than that. My shoulders get so sore." You know, in the dry cleaner, she's always having to hang things up. And she said, "Well, I wear the bracelet. Both of my shoulders feel so much better." She said, "I had to come and tell you because the woman said I could give you her name and her number. She wants a bracelet." So I said, "That's why I like working with these products. I don't have to sell them. They take care of themselves."
You know, and Candy, what makes it really, really fun is when we get referrals from other, you know, people, customers, especially.
Yeah.
And again, that rule of thumb to remember that 90% of people will give referrals if they're asked, or if they know that you're a pretty happy person and pretty genuinely, you know, fun, cheerful one to be around. If they know that it's, number one, it's easy access, and number two, that the person that they're going to be referring to is one that's going to take care of their friends as well.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And right behind that, 90% of people will give referrals. Only 11% of the folks, you know, that are actually, are just at, only 11% are actually asking for them. So, and it's not like as if you had to ask Sunny for referrals, but she knows that you weren't opposed to them either, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So that's wonderful. And you're talking shoulder issues, getting relief from a bracelet, and just one bracelet or two?
Yes, just one.
Wow.
Really?
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Yes.
Because typically I always suggest, you know, with anyone with dealing with repetitive motion injuries or issues, shoulders, wrists, elbows, it's a couple bracelets and a necklace. But to get that kind of result with just one, that's wonderful. But that kind of, like you said, that kind of repetitive motion dealing with cleaning, dry cleaning with laundry, you know, reaching up over and over and over, you know, hundreds of times a day probably, that'll take a toll on the body.
Was that a sports bracelet or what kind?
That was the most recent design, which is the only stainless steel bracelet we have.
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Candy, for sharing. I know there's lots. There we go. Go ahead.
As long as nobody's talking, I have a quick testimonial, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely, Pat.
Okay, I have a woman who's 28 years old with Down syndrome. She's bedbound. She's a full, can't do anything yet. Not roll over, not anything. And so I put the magnetic sheet under her, and I said the family could try it for about 6 or 7 days, and then I'd have to take it back. So in the course of those several days, she is now able to sit on the side of the bed without any assist except standby for about 3 minutes. She was not ever sitting before. She was she's jiggling and cooing a lot more. The seizures have diminished a little bit. So her family yesterday bought the car seat. So it's a beginning, but it's a new life for her.
Wow. You said she's 28 years young and Down syndrome. And what was the product or product that you started with?
The car seat.
Okay, the seat cushion, okay.
Yeah, and it was even the old one, not the new one. And
wow.
I put a necklace on her too, but they didn't notice any difference with the necklace, so I took that one back.
Okay.
What I saw in the beginning was that she was having very frequent penny malls. In the course of my hour's treatment, maybe she would have 5 or 6. And when I was there this last time, she didn't have any.
Wow.
The caregiver said she was still having them, but just she thought it was that she had massive doses of vitamin D and they stopped. But in this time that I had her just this last week, she didn't have the vitamin D, but she still had fewer seizures.
Yeah.
At least as evident during the time that I was with her.
You know, and that's something that Pat, that Stacy, my wife, who, this is terrible to admit this, but the women that I get to reside with, they don't wear any of the Niken products. McKenna, our oldest daughter, now that she's working as a barista, is wearing Niken soles because she's on concrete. But even consuming the water, the nutritionals, and being in the Niken Wellness Home has made a huge difference in transferring good energy to other people. One of the children, one of the kids that Stacy works with, that she aids in the school, is suffers from seizures, and we haven't built a rapport or reputation yet with the mom, the parents. Involved to be able to introduce because of the conflict of interest. But Pat, this is wonderful that you're able just to go right in there because I never interviewed Lance yet, a young man up in Tacoma, Washington. His story is that he suffered from 9 different types of seizures.
Uh-huh.
And he's been seizure-free now for years and off all of his medication. Because of all of the components of the wellness home. So, but 28 years old and not being able to, has she been bedbound her entire life?
I don't know the long history. but at least for the next several years she's been bed bound. She sits up in the chair, but the chair has got, she's without support. She has also a C-shaped scoliosis, so that her body twists to the right.
Oh, wow.
I showed the family how to position her on the car seat, and then with certain pillows around her, and that scoliosis has begun to pull out a little bit. When I left her yesterday, she was able to sit erect in the wheelchair with cushion support. She had not sat that straight. Her head was not, she wasn't able to hold her head up. Now she's holding her head up much better. And she also had used the old Nikan pillow.
Oh, wow. And Pat, for the record, because I know the answer to this question, but for others so they understand what you do occupationally.
Yeah, I'm an occupational therapist, and maybe people aren't familiar with that. We make healing possible. Our whole focus is to enhance quality of life. And if there's something that a person cannot do because of illness or injury, we teach them either strengthen the part that's missing, or we teach them another way to skin the cat.
Not to imply that we're skinning any cats, you know, because anybody with felines is going, what? Yeah. No, so, and you work with people of any age, mostly they're elderly, I know, but...
Okay. Yeah. I have one child who's a year old, and this one is 28, and the rest is the other end of the spectrum.
Okay.
Well, I must admit that now several of them are younger than I am.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible. And the just out of curiosity, the one-year-old, was it an accident or just a lack of ability?
No, he was born with a diaphragmatic hernia and a number of different anomalies. But he's actually, even before I started working with him, he's very alert. He's doing wonderfully well. And I think for him, if I could get a PET scan into his crib, he would continue to improve quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't yet have that sort of access to that. I'm not as able yet. I have established more of a rapport with his family to initiate any of that.
And, you know, Pat, that's a really good example of what not all of us in the first meeting of somebody, whether it's a stranger in a store or whatever, can establish rapport. Sometimes it takes several encounters with people to build that trust, to build that rapport, to build that relationship with folks. And that's okay, you know, because what I've noticed, and Pat, I'm sure you see this a lot too, that when we first meet somebody and we find out that their child or their grandchild or whatever suffers with, you know, autism, or they themselves are dealing with a chronic physical issue, whether it's a bad back or whatever the case might be, if we're quick to say, hey, I can help you, I can fix that, people, they've heard that before.
Uh-huh.
And it's sometimes better just to say, ask them the question, would you be open? Or if I could show you a better way, I know that listening to the Gary Bolton's presentation, he talks about that. If I could show you a better way or another option, would you be interested? Would you be open? And that leading question usually gets a pretty favorable response. But again, that rapport, that reputation, a relationship needs to be established.
Yeah. Well, what I found helpful also is to say, I bet you've tried everything. Tell me what you've tried.
So there you go.
They have a chance to say that, look, I'm not a slug. I've done whatever I could.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, this is wonderful. Thank you for that testimony. That's just absolutely fantastic, Pat.
You're very welcome.
So, lines open. And by the way, if there's any questions about anything that's going on, this is an opportunity to field those, because there's no such thing as a stupid question, we've discovered, because if you're asking it, there's probably several dozen, if not more, other people that are asking it. We'd like to address those things. And I'm not the end-all when it comes to this, you know, all information. However, I do take a lot of time to learn this.
This is Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou. How are you?
In Texas. I just want to put a P.S. to Pat's testimony she just gave. A few years back, I happened to have sit down beside her in San Antonio at a meeting. Never had. She's from Indiana area. I'm in Texas. Then this year, and since then, we have kept in touch and had friendship and stayed together at different times. We got to San Antonio this year. I had a bad side effects from a biopsy done on my neck, and as a result, I have a torn rotator cuff in my right shoulder. Pat took the new duct tape while we were there and taped my shoulder correctly, and it has helped tremendously.
That is awesome.
I wanted to let you know, and I really haven't told her either how much more it helped. I'd been having it wrapped, but the method that she put it on with her occupational therapist career made all the difference in the world. And I said, oh, mark me so I know how to use this. And she said, no, we'll just take a picture of it with your iPhone. So when I go home and I've had it changed, I just let people help me and look at that picture of the iPhone.
That is fantastic, Mary Lou. You know, to be able to use the duct tape and use it correctly.
Yes.
It does make a huge difference. You know, some of you know, on the line, you know Gary Anthony, one of our first level platinums down in Atlanta, and he underwent less than 2 weeks ago basically brain surgery. The long story short, he had part of his scalp was wearing thin, and brain fluid was leaking into his ear canal, and some major, major problems were, you know, coming about as a result. And so as we were talking, he's got this nasty, like, you know, Harley Davidson biker fight scar across the side of his head. And I told him, you know, you need to, you know, get some leathers and, you know, get that mean look going on, get that scowl developed. And I said, to match the scar on your head. But as we were talking, he told me that he's been sleeping with the sleep mask at night over on that side of the head. And I said, you know, Gary, I would recommend using the duct and putting some of the mini magnets or even a couple of the power chips directly over that area to accelerate the healing. And then during the day, if you're not wearing that or anything on it, spritz it with the water. And he said, oh, Vance, I've forgotten about these different ideas. And I said, you know, I had thumb surgery this summer, and I often think, oh, wait a second, which thumb was it that had over an inch long, you know, incision across it diagonally? Because you can't tell. And that was one of the things. Even 3 weeks later, it was tough to tell. Our bodies will heal faster and work better when we expose them to, you know, what God's put in the earth as far as, you know, the natural technologies that are out there. So being able to use it and using them correctly, as Mary Lou is reminding us, to use that tape, again, always going with the direction of the muscle and the tissue in the body. The only exception would be going across the back, as you see in the picture. But there's tons of stuff on the internet about how to use kinetic tape properly. I mean, this stuff's been around for 40-plus years now. And the fact that we have it, especially at the price that we have it now, is wonderful. It's truly wonderful. So thank you again, though, Mary Lou, for that reminder.
You're welcome.
Hey, Vance?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead, Sandy.
Oh, I looked at the Ken's site to check out what they're calling the new pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And I read the description. I don't see any difference from what it has been. What am I missing here?
It has it's a separate, how do I describe this? It's like an extra tube or an extra cylinder that goes down the one side to make it easier for people to understand which side the core where the magnets are. So that's the side that hits into the shoulders and the neck. But then as far as the main portion of the pillow where the stuffing is that you can take out, you know, or add more back in if you need to, that's still the same. But it's got a separate chamber, if I could use that word to describe it. And I know there's people on the line that have already ordered one. I wish I had my father-in-law's wife on the phone because she could describe it and describe the effects that she's experienced. She's been months with neck and shoulder issues, that she just absolutely loves this thing. I know Dori Larson is on the line.
We've had an Eken pillow forever. It went from the curbside pillow to this, you know, the comfortable one. We've had several different ones over the years. And I just thought, well, I don't know. I'm looking at this website. It looks the same as what we have already. So
it's similar. I'm going to bring up that picture again because I know I'm trying to remember if I could see on there what I knew that it. I think that's the best way to describe it. Is it's got this separate chamber that runs lengthwise across. When you look at the picture, you can kind of see that. I wish I could find. Yeah, there's the enlarged version of it too.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, it's Rita. I've had mine for a little bit now, and it's hard to describe. It's like a pillowcase. It just puts you to sleep faster. It's extremely comfortable, and it sort of feels like a cloud.
Cloud.
You just melt into it.
Okay.
And it's very effective. I've had all the pillows. I think this is the best.
And Rita, would you describe the bottom portion again? I don't have the new pillow. I'm sorry, but would you describe that as as this kind of a separate chamber that makes up the bottom 20% of the pillow?
That's a good description. It's kind of like a roll bar or a towel rolled up.
Okay.
And that hits your shoulders.
Okay.
It is extremely comfortable. I was surprised.
Okay.
And I guess you can adjust it.
And my guess is that all the button magnets or the Dynaflux magnets are in that, you know, separate chamber that, you know, hits into the area.
I think so. I haven't taken anything out to adjust it at all.
Okay. And hey, side note on that, by the way, I received an email from Mac McDonald, was it just yesterday? They're having some manufacturing, and I don't want to make a big deal of this, but some manufacturing issues with the toppers. The pillow and the comforters are not an issue, but with the toppers specifically, that's why there is a delay for anybody who's ordered one and you're wondering why it hasn't arrived. Rita is one that's waiting on hers. And they're not 100% satisfied. I know the people like Dori and my parents who absolutely love theirs. When it comes to the toppers, they're running into some problems. That some of them are coming out of the manufacturing plant not quite up to 100%, so they're sending them back. And Nikon's had this standard now for years that if there's one out of so many, they run with a 3% defective ratio. In other words, that better than 97% of a batch of products have to be pristine. And if they're not, then they send them all back. They don't just send the bad ones back. They send the whole batch back. So that's why there's been a delay in the toppers. So I wanted to make note of that.
Anything new on the replacement for the PowerMag?
I was hoping I would have some intel on that, Sandy, and I don't. I'm sorry. Yeah, I really,
I still have an old one to use, but anyway, this is a weird problem, so I probably shouldn't take up time with it. Our Greyhound is having dental surgery next week. Greyhounds bleed excessively. I felt like, in using our palm make over the years, that it helped to stop bleeding. Does anybody else notice that, or am I, like, imagining it? I thought it did, so I was going to offer it to the veterinarian to use for the dog.
Sure. Well,
have you noticed that?
Well, I can tell you from my own experience.
We've answered that.
Go
magnetics cause more bleeding. They
cause more?
Yeah.
I thought our cuts
relaxed up. They relax the muscle in the arteries, and
uh-huh.
so they cause more bleeding. So one should never use any of the magnetic products until all the bleeding has stopped on whatever type of surgery you're having. So I definitely would not give them the Power Mag. It'll help to heal once all the bleeding stops, but
right.
it'll make them bleed more.
Okay. Well, that's what I heard, but yeah, kitchen cuts, that you can't get anything done because you're bleeding all over your food. and it stopped so quickly that I was like, well, I don't know. Okay.
I can tell you, when you're talking about teeth, Addie lost her first tooth, a week and a half ago, I think it was. Maybe it was a week ago. And using the Nikan water and real salt immediately stopped the bleeding. I mean, immediately we were shocked. And by the next morning, none of us could even see, even because McKenna wasn't home when it happened. She said, where was this tooth again? Because the new one had already started to come in, and you couldn't see. There was no remnant of any bloody area on the gum or anything. So, and maybe because she's so young, she heals faster than the rest of us. But I agree with Dr. Ash that it's not always the greatest idea to, especially with an open wound, unless something is cauterized and stopped bleeding, to use it. But hey, it doesn't hurt for trying. And if, you know, Sandy, as you're saying, if you're getting results on that using the Power Mag, you know, why not? And again, on that note, a lot of times Rita has been a great source of intel when it comes to product delays and or what's going on with the enhancements or promotions. When you call to either place an order or register a customer on the auto ship, the sales reps at Nikan are wonderful with information. You know that phrase from World War II, loose lips sink ships. They have been very loose with their information and not secretive with anything, which I think has been wonderful. And so just ask. So Sandy, next time you call anybody out there, just ask them, hey, what's been the, you know, what's the latest on the, you know, the replacement to the Power Mag? I was told we have something coming, and is it still being tested, or what's going on? That's how I find out a lot these days. It's really kind of fun and shocking to just ask point blank.
Oh, good. I thought they were like sworn to secrecy or something.
No, they're really not. Either they just they don't know any better. But I found out a lot of information, you know, when it comes to that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So you're welcome.
Vance, I have a question. I know of a little girl around a year old who is having lots of seizures, and I know you were talking about that. Do you think the PET pad would be the best for that, or what?
Absolutely. I would go with my, I'm kind of biased towards the new Nikan seat cushion. The PET pad is great because it fills a crib, but I don't know because I've not seen one of the newer ones if it's got the button magnets in it. I think it still has the single pole magnets that we've had for years. The seat cushion, the Kinko seat, on the other hand, with the spider rim technology, produces a better result. Again, I'm biased because I know the second, literally. I've been dealing with probably about a year and a half now a sciatic issue on my right side, in my right buttock, if you will, and it just hurts. But the very second I set on the Nikan seat versus setting on anything else, it just totally disappears and goes away. And I know that when we travel, if I'm gone for more than a few nights, it's a go-to. I take it with me and I sleep on it. And that's what I would recommend for young children. Again, it is smaller. It's not going to fill a crib per se, but the majority of the time, most kids, and especially babies and infants, they tend to stay in one spot of a crib, and it's not filled up with more stuffed animals that you have to. That's what we've done with Addie's bed, but or I guess that's what she's done with her own bed. But that's what I would recommend. But and then again, also on a child, if the family is open to it, and maybe not so much tonight because they might be concerned that it would be a choking hazard, but especially during the day, one of the necklaces, one of the power bands, and if you want to make it smaller, using two of the bracelets, the power band bracelets, and you'll get twice the effectiveness as far as the magnetics out of it, because you're, you know, for every bracelet, you've got three of the magnets versus, you know, so when you're adding them together, you're going to have multiple six, nine, and so on. But two of the bracelets, either the small, the regular size bracelets or the large, makes a tighter necklace, like a choker. And so that it doesn't hang as loose, especially on a small child. That's the direction I would go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry.
Colleen Thomas.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I recognize this voice, but then again, I don't want to go wrong here. So, okay, yeah. Definitely. That's the direction I'd go, Colleen. I mean,
okay.
If I had the opportunity.
Okay. Thanks so much, Van.
You're welcome. Well, hey, gang, it is the top of the hour, and hope this has been educational and helpful to everybody. I always like open forums. Starting next Saturday, my goal is to return back to Saturday AM Live as we used to do, to have a guest to share. There are several people that I have in mind that I'm hoping to twist their arm to have them share for at least the first half of the call, and then opening it up on the second half to Q&A, because there's always stuff that's going on. I want to remind everybody that December 1st is the Tuesday, will be the kickoff call for December. I'm not anticipating anything new for the month of December. Seems like we've had so much new stuff, but I know it'll be beneficial, and I could be, maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe there'll be some wonderful announcements of stuff that's happening. But do tune into that. All the information is in the information center underneath conference call schedule. The number is right there listed, but that'll be Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I want to bring that up just to make sure that I'm not giving false information out. Yes, Tuesday, December 1st at 6 p.m., hosted by Jeff Isom. The phone number is right there, but I'll give it to you now. It is area code 641-715-3570. Again, area code 641-715-3570. And the participant code is 444-801. Again, 444-801, and I'm sure that's followed by pound sign. So, again, that's the December kickoff call, Tuesday, December 1st at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 out on the East Coast. And, again, just want to remind everybody there are 3 days left in the Black Friday free shipping, and that's for customer orders only, for customers. And it needs to be over $250. So that's about, it's $200, 200 points, I should say. But any orders over $250 garners them free shipping. And if you want to take advantage of that yourself, and you're going, wait a sec, I'm not a customer, how do I do it? Well, register a customer. Place the order underneath one of your customers. Very simple to do. And if you don't have any customers, create one. You know, create a spouse, create one of your kids as a customer. So I know that's kind of manipulating the system, but that's what we do. But most of us probably already have a customer or two, and you can change the shipping address to whatever you want, but take advantage of that free shipping. Because even on something like a waterfall, $249 for the waterfall, and when you throw free shipping in it, man, that, and other than sales tax, you're talking, what, about $270? For a waterfall. I mean, that's fantastic. With everything included and not having to pay for shipping. Now, you will need to add one more item, by the way, to that waterfall purchase, because that's a $249 purchase. It needs to be $250 or more. So go ahead and order a replacement filter, or throw something small in with the order, but it needs to be over $250 to get that. And it'll automatically compute it for the customer. when you put in the order. You don't have to use a code or anything. It's just automatically set up, but it's for customers only. So we have, again, 3 days left to take advantage of that, and it's kind of like the extended Black Friday, and as we go into Cyber Monday, excuse me, when people are ordering more stuff online, and today, what is Small Business Saturday? I get all these terms. There's so many things all related to the shopping industry or spending habits. But take advantage of that. You know, make contact with people. The question that's never asked, the answer is always no. And I think we can have a lot of fun with that. Yes.
Matt, real quickly, for the person with seizures, this is Barb. I picked up the book finally at Focus on Growth, Salt Your Way to Health, and just this morning, okay, I haven't read it, just picked it up, and there's this whole page on seizures, and he showed, this is Salt Your Way to Health by David Brownstein, MD, and I suggest you get it, but he just starting his patients that had seizures on the Celtic sea salt or the real salt sea, his seizures improved.
Wow.
And salt and water alone. So I suggest get that book. I was just reading about seizures this morning, so I hope that's helpful.
And the title of the book again, Barb, is Salt Your Way to Health by Dr.
David Brownstein, Brownstein.
And you can, again, you can get that from Focus on Growth. And
uh-huh.
If you don't have Focus on Growth phone number, it's 800-496-8508. Again, 800-496-8508, and the book is called Salt Your Way to Health. I had no idea, Barb. Thank you for that reminder. Salt Your Way to Health.
And
that,
he talks about salt and water. Those are two basic things that you can improve so much with. So, and as you know, Gloria and Phil also need to know this in South America, and they've been wonderful sharing it. So.
Yeah, and that I was just going to say that, you know, I 4 years ago, I didn't know anything about real salt, and now it's a go-to for everything. I never leave home without my little vial of it that's in my pocket. It's absolutely fantastic for dealing with so many issues, and all of our family, we've used the real salt for years now. We start every day with a quarter teaspoon, dumping it in the mouth, and just... you'll find that all the other Niken solutions work better when you've got the 60-plus trace minerals in your body. And it's,
Dan?
Yes.
Hey, this is Don Shank.
Good morning.
Yeah, I also have that book. It's very good. And I want to tell you that the that video of that lady is also available from Focus on Growth.
The one that I'm going to send out here in a few minutes, I will get it out to people. And it's Miss Janet, I believe, is her
right.
name.
Yep.
Phenomenal, phenomenal results with the multiple different things. So, yeah. Okay,
and
well, gang,
and one more thing.
Yeah, Don, go ahead.
My consultant did is just put the order in as a retail, and she got the free shipping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
And you get the money back, so it doesn't really matter.
So as a consultant, and again, this is gearing up for what's going to take place in the new year in January of getting customer or retail sales. So it needs to be a retail sale. So what Don has just enlightened us on, and I never would have thought about that, if you put in an order and you just click the retail box as a consultant and you're paying retail for your own thing, then you get the free shipping to get it up over $250. So a $200 order, or, for example, again, a waterfall at $199, which is our cost, add one more item to that and click the retail price, the retail box. So you're paying retail, but you're going to get that back in your commission check, every single penny of it, and then you'll get the free shipping. So what a great idea. Thank you, Don. I never would have thought of that. That makes it a lot easier. So.
Dan?
Yes. Oh, now everybody's going to be chatty Cathy on me, and I'm trying to wrap up the call. So go ahead.
Sorry, but talking about the discount, I did put the discount under a customer for what I wanted,
uh-huh.
But then I used my 20% discount code that nobody has but me, so
yep.
And it took it, so I got my discount, and I got the free shipping for the stuff that I wanted to give for Christmas gifts.
Oh, there you go. What a great idea, Julie.
And that worked.
Okay.
And with the tape, I banged my leg, my ankle, and on the playground watching my grandson, and I immediately had like an egg on it where it swelled. So I just slapped a piece of that duct tape on it, and like within an hour, the swelling was all gone. So
wow.
That duct tape is really amazing, and I have 3 new customers in the last 2 weeks just because I gave them a little sample of the duct tape, and they liked it. So
you know, you reminded me because I put a piece of tape and a power strip on a gentleman's leg that had a good size egg that had not healed up. So I got to follow up with him. I just totally forgot about him, and that was exactly a week ago. So, hey gang, thank you for everybody who's contributed to the call, and have a great rest of the weekend. Have a great rest of the month. Go for broke, and I really, really encourage you to just reach out to people and tell them about what we've got, what Nikan has to offer, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, especially as people are in a spending mood to gear up for the holidays. So have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for being part of the call.
Thank you.